Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra, where you can find information on auto insurance, employer and ERISA policies, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, and much, much more. This is your car accident radio channel. Talking About You with Estra's radio show welcomes you. Call the show today at 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or car accident experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your journey. And you never need to travel this path alone. You can read, watch, or listen with me at any time. In spite of what might happen in life, positive attitude with direction goes a long way in restoring happiness. The pain and suffering sustained by a car accident is often unexpected and makes one's future uncertain. Learning to live day by day can help manage expectations, problems, worries, along with anything else which might come your way. Everyone needs help every once in a while when dealing with a car accident. Getting the support and answers when trying to decide what's in your best interest and how to advocate for you means having access to life-changing information, regardless whether it's dealing with personal injury, insurance, employers, or Social Security. Unless working in the insurance industry, human resources, or have been in several collisions, self-protection during this journey means knowing where to look for car accident support. Thank you for joining me, Estra, for exploring how to live better in the midst of adversity from Seattle, Washington, USA. Today's Talking About You with Estra's agenda includes making a decision daily to stay positive, options for dealing with pain and suffering, what to do with unexpected medical, financial, or miscellaneous situations, building a future moving forward, and Estra's car accident support summary. Making the decision to stay positive means accepting what comes and dealing with it in the best way that you know how. Recognize the value of living another day while acknowledging tomorrow is not promised, yet there is hope for another day. It's important to appreciate the time allotted and using it to fulfill hopes and dreams, regardless of the hurdles faced. This includes injury or disability. Although this might be a difficult situation, using creativity to achieve goals can be an uplifting proposition. Overcoming challenges creates an awareness of personal abilities and satisfaction of taking on the issues which arise in life. Spending a lot of time concerned with daily issues means lost opportunities to explore ideas for the future. But there will always be struggles in life, right? There will always be some battle to overcome. Accidents are a time when past or future desires display vivid pictures within mind. Dreams of the things wanted in life are reflected. When life changes in an instant, as with a car collision, it feels like a thief has come in the middle of the night, stripping away something so intimate and special. Remember, this does not have to be the end of the past way of living, just a transition, perhaps, towards a different future. So how can you stay positive with change knocking on the door? Recognize life is always in a constant flux, whether these are small or large transitions, or whether realizing life continues in motion. Realizing with every change there is opportunity to make life better, even with difficulties. Frankly, from my perspective, car accidents seem to propel us into another direction, one typically not chosen for ourselves. It may feel as if something is moving life's journey in the opposite direction. Few people are awarded a straight path in life. There is a learning curve, and sometimes it's not always about comforts, but gaining wisdom, understanding, and compassion, not only for the human condition, but especially for ourselves. Rarely do individuals recognize the fullness within. Therefore, accepting imperfections along with the strengths means accepting help when required and also being there for others in your capacity. Everyone is here to grow and mature, and rarely are people on the same trajectory as ourselves. The key is self-acceptance with imperfections and a willingness to make improvements along with recovery. Suffering has a way of openly displaying oneself to self, aiding repairs in the soul. When chances come up to demonstrate new ways of thinking or a new way of doing something, take the risk and try it if it's a reasonable request. See where it takes you. Move out from the comfort zone. Take a look at the possible outcomes. Is it right for you? Is it moving towards goals? Remember to continue living with a disability. Don't live being oppressed by personal conditions or constraints others would place in order to eliminate insurance or ERISA claims. Remain in control of your life, even throughout out-of-control situations such as a collision. Choose how to react after being in a wreck. Staying hopeful and positive no matter what comes allows you to take the high road. By moving in this direction, chances of coming into contact with healthy, quality options will be much closer from my perspective. And this starts with staying focused, keeping a positive attitude, and perseverance through whatever is encountered on a daily basis. Nothing gets personal attention like pain and suffering. Questions continue to crop up like unripened fruit and continue towards growth and maturity when being watered with wisdom and understanding, which unfortunately is learned painstakingly. Yet these lessons learned are rarely forgotten but quickly applied to new situations. The injury sustained in a car accident can be visible or invisible to the naked eye, yet cause pain and suffering. Learning how to endure the impact of injuries means understanding about diagnosis and reactions to new conditions. The mind and body are not always in sync after a collision, so give yourself time to adjust. Regardless of the new transition, love you unconditionally. I'm going to repeat that. Love you unconditionally. This helps to move forward and develop methods for dealing with pain and suffering. There is no prescribed way of dealing with hurt. This truly is a personal endeavor. Sometimes it will take time to discover the best fit. Remember, anything which unsettles the soul takes time for recovery. Insecurity is common, yet it is still important to be best advocate because this is a critical time in decision-making regarding not only medical care, but insurance and ERISA claim matters. It's tough to make good decisions when you're not feeling well. Therefore, take your time and don't be rushed into making any choices. You will always be your most important person in this equation, so recognize when and where decisions are made is up to you. The learning curve of pain and suffering usually is not appreciated until the lessons are applied to new situations. The key is knowing value from this time of misfortune. Life is typically darker in the midst of injury, but appreciation grows with recovery. Life changes on a dime, literally. One moment you can be on track to achieve set goals, in another second be going completely in the opposite direction. In some cases this may be upward mobility, for others it can be a downward shift unimaginable. Regardless of where landing, the soul and the heart will cry out. Whether in exhilaration or despair, there is something to be learned and shared. The destination may have changed, but the goal will be the same, to speak out from the heart and soul into everyday life, giving and receiving the best that is inside of us. Initially, this life shift may be difficult to absorb. Don't we all want to be the captain of our own ships? Don't we want to believe destiny is in our own hands? Isn't this what we often hear? Life has a way of getting our attention and changing directions. Is this a good or bad thing? Perhaps it is what it is. A new destination. Charting a new path. Gaining understanding of the world in which we live. creating insights into something perhaps we must learn. This type of situation typically leaves us with more questions than answers. Seeking truth of a new destiny may create more satisfaction than imagined. The reality is asking new questions, seeking new answers, and perhaps life may even come full circle. Life is rarely predictable or easily navigated for most. Living in the here and now means there are many opportunities before you. It means taking a host of assessments right now, an analysis of the struggles to overcome, an acceptance of a new path in order to accomplish new goals. Listen closely and appreciate whom you are becoming. As always, still walking this earth and having the ability to share, there is still something for you to do here. At times, life can seem bleak, but the lights always shine when given an opportunity. Not necessarily when we see the light in the far distance, sometimes even in the midst of darkness. Therefore, continue to think on having another chance to make dreams come true on a new path. In fact, you might still be on the same path, just taking another route. An appreciation of everyday things makes all the difference in the world. Being allowed to bring out what's in your heart and soul into the world daily is a gift which uplifts those around you and your abilities to move into the next level of personal growth. How do you deal with losses and sadness which comes along for the ride after a car accident? Recognize life's deck is comprised of all things, the good, bad, ugly, and the real ugly. Something can be learned from all of them. Even the real ugly can be uplifting when looking at it from a perspective of understanding and knowledge, meaning using this information and experiences for further goals. Does this mean you have to like it? Absolutely not. But ask yourself, what can I get from this? What positive understanding can I take from the real ugly? Compassion? Determination never to give up? Hope inside of darkness? Yes, there are many things one can take from hard times. A car crash can be real ugly depending on if landing on feet or head first. One can be lucky enough no life interruptions occur, or unlucky with nothing but interruptions. In my opinion, both of these conditions have something to share and give. What is taken away from them is strictly up to us. Grief and sadness also have something to share. It can be a time of development and learning how life can be lived in these circumstances, a time of sharing with others who may need help in getting through the process. It might be a time of learning how to grieve with others, or a time of learning how to lift oneself up when the doghouse seems like a high place. What perspective is carried into different situations? And what difference does it make on the outcome? More importantly, is this the road you wish to go down or up, and why? In life, there are many questions to answer, and these questions help us to become whom we choose to be. Will we always go down the path which creates us whom we want to be? Sometimes this is our first choice. Sometimes it won't be. Eventually, most people will get there if continuing on and not giving up. Isn't that what life's about? The challenge, the hope, the determination, and of course, being thankful for the opportunity to gain insight from situations which present themselves? Many circumstances are unveiled as a diamond in the rough, and it's rough to get through the process. But the diamond shines like no other when successfully navigating the journey. How often do you hear talk about the satisfaction upon completion of a goal? Few feel this enjoyment when in the middle of the journey. A car accident, in my opinion, is one of these journeys. Many do come out from it better from the wear and tear, and I suspect that you will too. Putting life back on track after a car accident requires patience and a plan. Both take time to develop, especially when dealing with loss, confusion, harassment, pain and suffering. Realize what is important and how to proceed through this journey allows a toolbox to be created, which changes a rat's maze into an organized platform. Some start at ground zero, others in a penthouse, but the process is the same. Focus on your objectives. How can you get there? What will it take? What are the hindrances? And how can you overcome them? What is the priority? What is a reasonable time frame? Can all these things happen overnight? Not in most cases. The main factor depends on levels of injury, healing, disability, and resources. New skills must be learned in order to be successful. Give yourself time to understand where you are right now, how to organize a platform to get you there. How much time will it take? It depends on the goal. Is the goal for a season, or is it for a lifetime achievement? Perhaps, more than likely, somewhere in between. The key is to recognize you can accomplish things. Allow nothing to deter you and never give up. There will be both ups and downs to navigate. Keep the end goal in mind and focus on what is important in order to obtain your objective. Always remember there are hundreds of Estra brand car accident information and support tools at your disposal, and many of them are free to use. Select Estra's car accident playlist out on YouTube, which contains 11 free videos to show many of the experiences that can be encountered after a collision. Taking on unfair practices of major corporations can make it difficult for policyholders to access legitimate links. Therefore, do not hesitate to type in the link yourself online. For example, if you go out to YouTube, you used to be able to type Estra and all of the links would come up. Now, harassers have added many new Estras out there and some of the links are now buried. So make sure to type in Estra's car accident or Estra Seattle to find legitimate links. Tools are important in being able to work through the process of getting through a collision. And my book, Car Accident by Estra, shares those personal experiences of being involved in several collisions. And it provides helpful insights into by-stepping pitfalls most injured often don't think about until they've been taken advantage of. So this is a must-read book. You will also find the 215 Car Accident Calendar Daily Quotes, and it's available for support and encouragement. It's a great as a gift or personal use. The 215 Car Accident Weekly Planner for an organized approach to documenting your collision is available all year round. So make sure to stop by my official car accident site for additional information. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. You can read, listen, or watch topics which will help you make more informed decisions. And you are always welcome at legitimate Estra site. Traumatic experiences are difficult to forget. It is still important to write down every detail while fresh in your mind. You may be drilled about exactly what happened by insurance companies who will process your claim. This could be auto, medical, attorneys for the companies if they refuse your claim. In fact, questions could literally come out of the woodwork. One of the most important ways to protect yourself from many of these possible attacks which may come your way is to remember all pertinent information related to your claim. Remember, the first thing you want to consider is why are they asking this question? Is it for the truth? Is it for the purpose of denying a claim? Is this to cause confusion? One thing is certain. The light will eventually come on and you'll gather whether these individuals or corporations are asking because of properly processing your claim or looking for ways to eliminate it. As if personal struggles were not enough after a collision. In my opinion, one way corporations can reduce claim values is by constant confusion for the injured and pounds of paperwork for their lawyers. Most policyholders are overwhelmed by injury or transportation problems after a wreck, increased expenses, learning how to process all the information coming their way. A laid-out plan means less stress, along with a balanced life in the midst of struggles. One of the first things to consider when facing unexpected medical, financial, or unusual situations means recognizing that, first of all, it's common. The decision to manage problems instead of them managing you means being on your way to developing a schedule to help solve issues not only today, but into the future. Another thing to keep in mind is that just because you are dealing with a major corporation, it doesn't mean they are bound by integrity and doing things right. In fact, how much do you know about how the insurance company or employer got to where they are today? Was it by treating their policyholders fair or unfair? Are you looking at these organizations at face value, convinced of honesty due to their commercials? I would challenge you to look a bit deeper. In fact, I would challenge you to take a closer look before having to use them. Don't you think this would be a bad time to find out after being involved in a collision? Many of these businesses are just trying to make a living, just as anyone else. Yet, some hold their employees to high standards, and some don't. Consider being honest with a dishonest corporation. What do you think the outcome would be? Do dishonest corporations operate honestly? I suspect not. Therefore, check out what any company says to you. Is it legal? Is it what your policy says? Is this benefiting them, you, or equally both of you? Also consider, are you attempting to communicate on a Main Street level in a Wall Street world? Frankly, the rules, in my opinion, are not the same. So take a moment to ascertain where you are and who you're dealing with. And a word to the wise, never change who you are or conform to the ideas or wishes of these organizations. In my opinion, the cost is too much. So stay true to yourself. Don't be moved to a place you don't recognize, only to be taken advantage of. There is more to lose than a claim. Self-respect, self-care, and recovery trumps anything else from my perspective. Healing provides nurturing to the body, mind, and soul, which is required for recovery from a car accident. There will be many things to learn on this journey. Patience may be at the top of the list. Patience is an asset in learning how best to help yourself, be your best advocate, and make the right decisions regarding healing. Another asset is the ability to research information. When you have concerns or questions, it is important to know where you can find answers. Being able to make decisions with up-to-date data will allow a greater chance for desired outcome. This may lead in the direction of appropriate help. The answers or opportunities for relief are out there. Therefore, stay vigilant in seeking your recovery. Remember, you are the most important person in this equation because it is your life which has changed and you are living with the injuries. Some people follow traditional methods, others choose alternatives, some use a little of both, and some create their own ways. The important thing is to keep learning about yourself and what makes life better. The road to healing is typically not a straight line. It is filled with ups and downs. The key is to realize this is normal and continue on the path. If need assistance in deciding on which way to go, seek advice from professionals and individuals with the same injuries. This balance can provide a point of view which allows a decision on how to proceed. Remember, you are learning too what works best. Communicating with support systems is a valuable source of information. Ideas can be bounced off them to help arrive at solutions. Realize that you can try safe things. Use those ideas that work well for you and let the other stuff go. This is all part of the process. The fewer resources available, the more creativity is needed. Remember, the library is a great source in learning about specific information, along with reliable sources of internet which can supplement knowledge. Again, information is a tool that helps understand your condition and evaluate healing alternatives. Hopefully, you will take time to research how others are coping with similar situations in order to benefit from their experience. Sharing wisdom, knowledge, and support can add value and reduce the stress of attempting to locate answers for concerns. Injuries bring new struggles while healing from a car accident. It is easy to become overwhelmed in an already busy life. Mending the mind, body, and soul of an individual after a car accident is a one-step-at-a-time process. Returning to pre-accident states usually requires support of family and friends. Most importantly is the injured person's determination to continue on the journey until recovery is accomplished. Be the person at that finish line. Thank you for listening today, because it is only with your continued knowledge about the insurance industry, self-insured employers, long-term disability, and Social Security disability can we make a difference in creating an insured civil rights law and legislation which can make it more fair and equitable for policyholders, which now have very little power to obtain the claim benefits that millions of people pay for each and every day. I want to thank AudacityInternetArchives.org and Song Midnight Run by OK. I hope you're enjoying our new time, Monday. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, on Block Talk Radio. And you can also listen to Archives free of charge on iTunes under Talking About You with Estra.